Okay, let's say there. Good morning. We are Tafresh Zion. Dine Ubra Omenakis. Well, the mice, the next two Sivanim are, this being welcome for all the big Shilohs before Yom Kippur. So everyone has to take, this is Halacha of Lola Maisa, and everyone has to understand that any Shilohs have to be discussed with a doctor and a Rav together. V'chule, v'chule. This is just, so you know when to ask the Shaila. Uvrois, seminikois, misanois, umashlimois, v'yom kippurim. Uvrois, seminikois are chayiv to fast on Yom Kippur. Birlach already jumps in and says, well, Menekes, so what happens if she's possibly going to lose her milk because she's fasting? So if it's so Birlacha says that if Taka she's going to lose her milk and it's going to be a sakana for the baby, then it's poshut that she doesn't fast. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what if her milk is going to go down, So again, each child has to be asked, the fear inyan, if it's just going to go down for a bit and go back up, it depends on the baby, it depends what's going on. The place can also discuss about whether, if it goes down, you can put it, put the baby on formula until it goes up. It also has to be discussed with the Rav, because I guess it sort of depends. If a baby only nurses, I don't think Rabbanan say that, no, you have to put them on formula. It could be, Sabin Tzimah Bashal said that you're talking, 60 years ago, they've different, things, formula was seen a little bit different. So again, you have to ask a rabbi. The another question about if a mother fasts and if it's dangerous for the baby, also includes if she is pregnant and it's going to be dangerous. She'll give birth too early or anything which could possibly cause danger to the baby. Again, these are things that need to be cheshbon. Beis ubra sheheiricha. If she a woman who's pregnant and she smells something, and you see her face gets pale. It's a little bit unclear. What does it mean? But you could see something's wrong. Even if she doesn't say, I need it. You whisper into her ear at Yom Kippur. If she calms down or the baby calms down, then that's good. The Gemara says that you first give her some rotev, because it's not that she needs to eat, that she's it's just that she has a certain extreme craving and because of that she's feeling faint. So maybe just a taste of the of the food, some juice or something might do it, and if not, then you eat normally. Again, you don't play around, and this case is a little bit of an unclear case, because I don't know when we get cravings, this, but if a woman suddenly looks sick, and whatever, then you have to misyachis to it. Someone who smells food, and suddenly, his face, he turns pale, whatever it is. Mesukan hu, it's dangerous if you don't give him some achilah some imenu, and you have to give him some. And this is also applies by any time someone, they're eating in front of someone and he suddenly looks like he has to have that food and it looks pale, whatever it is. It's also the same type of din, as with the Mubaris, that the chiluk they say is that by Mubaris, if we see her looking faint or whatever it is, then we feed her even if she doesn't say no, I need that. But by a chayle, if that Unless he said, if he says, "Oh, I need that," then you know, that's why I'm feeling sick. Whatever it is, then we give him. But by Muberes, the simanim are enough. And the story in the Gemara about the Uber Sheiricha, the famous story about things of Yochanan, and how is it Shmuel? Something Mafkiya Shar, I can't remember his name. Mafkiya Shar, I'm going to look it up. That there was two women, pregnant women who had the same problem. Suddenly she was Mericha and she needed food, and so they whispered into one ear, and she calmed down. And that baby who was born was a Yochanan. If one couldn't calm down, she ate. And that baby grew up to be some Mafkiya Sha'arim who used to rip people off and things or whatever. So I guess, you know, not saying anything wrong with what his mother did. It was just pointing out that sometimes a certain teva to the Vlad, that the Vlad was able to calm down. Anyway, Dal Yoledes Toich Shosh Yomim. Yoledes, if right after birth, in 3 days, as they said, in 2 hours, Lotzis Ana Klal, she doesn't fast at all because she's in the Zman of Pikoch Nefesh.
Does that mean not even Shiurim?
Ah, so the so
Shiurim.
Yeah, so right. So it says Mishabur Lachem Kolok Yisha Achila As Pachas Pachas Vikashir. But if it says if she says she mamish needs it, then she eats straight. You know, if she says, "No, I don't need it," so we say, "Okay, you have to eat. Doesn't make a difference. I want to fast. Doesn't make a difference." And you give her less than a shear, and that's okay. But if she says that she's weak and she needs it, then there's no. Then it's a shayt kol nefesh, and you give her you let her eat regularly.
Do you force her to eat only until the 72nd hour? As long as the 72 hours falls out on
your. No, so I think it's a, I think it's a 72nd hour. I have to look that up. I'm pretty sure I saw that. I have to double check that. Im Amr Tzvicha Oni. If it's from 3 to 7, she says, "No, I need it." Machil Moitza. Then we give her food. I guess that's Shirim. And then, you know, it depends if she says, you know, she's a chol shein bo sakana, and, according to the situation. Oh, so we don't count it meisais, apologize. So therefore, if she gave birth at night on Shiva B'Tishrei, so then we don't feed her on Yom Kippur unless she says Tzvicha, because it's out of the, even though it didn't stop it, that it's like you said, 72 hours. It's the Chumra though that. It's 3 days. It's less. I mean, it's really less. Ends up being less than 3 days. But again, if you know, if she says she needs it, she needs it. You know, it's just a question of do we force it to eat? Okay. So and there's one other nekuda that the Bialacha points out is that for after birth is that after being called to stay chemed. Yerlocha points out that after even a woman who was mapelis, a woman who has a miscarriage, also has the din of a yoledes, and she's still the 3 days she's chayavis to eat, and that, you know, and or after 3 days it's the same din. And, you know, if she's mapelis, I think from under 40 days, so I don't think she gets that din. But only a woman who actually goes, you know, she has a miscarriage, you know. Real miscarriage. It's a baby's big enough to, you know. Then after 40 days, so then that she has that din.
Why for a miscarriage it would be 40 days, and for a full birth it would be 7 days?
No. For miscarriage, the Vlad is up to 40 days.
Yeah.
And she takes a pregnancy test, and she knows after like a month that she, and then she miscarries. So then, or you know, after 2 weeks, whatever it is, she doesn't. Then she doesn't. She has to fast. She has to fast. But if it's after 40 days, then she has then she has the same day as Yoledes. Right. there she bring being the police can talk about if she ha, what well what's, if she has a. If she has a cesarean, does that make a difference? And they say that she's a din of a chayla either way. After a surgery, you're din of a chayla, she has a din of a chayla, she's even weaker. So you know, it doesn't maybe it doesn't have the same. Ladafka has the same exact gedarim, but it's still the same. It's still it's not something. Oh, she's on your letter. She's still machum sakana. Tafresh Yudches, and then a chayla. Chayla shetzarech le'echol, a chayla who needs to eat. Pesach can bring down that a chayla who does need to eat, and we'll see doctors this, whatever. However, if he doesn't eat and he says, no, I'm going to fast, then he is called he's called as dimchen as nafshe seichen lashon aruch shulchan. That's lashon shavur. Aruch shulchan says it's committing suicide and he's going to be elin luchelik l'yom haba. So it is very chomer if a doctor says the person has to go ahead and has to eat, then he's chayv to eat. When it comes to medication. And Bikaron, there's no, if he has to take medication, then he should take it without water. Someone said you should practice before. He should practice beforehand, see if he can do it without water. If he can't do it without water, then since it's not derech achila, then what the priest can say, if it's an important, not if it's like a vitamin, but if it's something that can't be pushed off until Matzah Yom Kippur, then he should take. Obviously, if you ain't speak to a doctor, then he should take. Then he take it with a little bit, a share of water with something bitter in it. Sometimes they put, remote like the white part of the of pomegranate, or put a grapefruit in, like whatever.
They juice these things, or they just put the white part?
You can soak it in and make the water bitter, that's all. Sometimes you break a little bit of the pill up and it makes the water bitter. Or even I heard if you take a person who's used to drinking, drinks tea with sugar, and then you just put some regular, straight tea in, it's not something people normally do, so then that would be enough. And again, obviously it's much better a person would take a pill. If you need to take a pill, tachas v'kashir, a little bit of water, something, to take a pill and be able to fast the rest of the day, then have to actually eat. And also the Bir Halacha says later on that every achila is considered a separate achila and a separate chiyuv. So a person breaks his fast because he needs to eat a little bit, otherwise whatever, so then he has to continue fasting. Because every achila is not like, okay, well, Tisha B'Av, you broke your fast, you don't have to fast, finish. You don't need to fast anymore. But Yom Kippur, even if you broke your fast, because you need to eat, you have to continue fasting after that. If there is an expert doctor, even if he's not Jewish, that if you don't give him food, he's going to go ahead and get sicker and come to danger. Then machil oisa al piv. Then we give him food al piv. It's not only he doesn't have to say, well, maybe he'll die. Just that it can get dangerous. Choshochan says there is a bit of a machlokes between Bavli, Yerushalmi, whatever. Bekitzer, we paskin suffik that we pass like the Yerushalmi, that the suffik nefesh of sahakel, and we don't make cheshbonos. If there's any suffik that yistaki means, it's a suffik. Maybe he can, there's like a tzar rochok, he could die. Then he's chayv to eat. We don't play around. There's no playing around with, well, let's give him some, let's set him up with IVs and this, whatever. you give them to eat. Afilu, and the question, who's a rofe baki? So it has to be. We're going to get into discussion later on. One doctor against two doctors in this, but a rofe baki has to be the way the Rosh Shulchan sets it up. As like his lashon is that, you know, I guess in this time there's, you know, there was, you know, the healers and then a doctor. Here is lashon doctor, and he said I met a doctor who was trained, you know, as a doctor. There's no question that he's gonna his opinion goes against any healer or anything like that, or any alternative doctor. You know, even if he's emistic and he's not playing games and it works, but akupanim, you know, a doctor who's trained in medicine, his opinion is, you know, goes above. But they do ask a question. It says, "Afilo ovi kachavim," is what about someone who doesn't keep Yom Kippur, who's not from and doesn't keep Yom Kippur and doesn't care about Yom Kippur? So in some ways, it's much more because a goyish doctor, so seder, to a certain degree, can respect not respect. He's just taking his medical opinion. But someone who doesn't even fast, well, he himself doesn't fast Yom Kippur, you know, is Vazi Yom Kippur. So it's a shiloh whether to trust his opinion. Oh yeah, just eat on Yom Kippur because he doesn't care about Yom Kippur anyway. You know,
non-from doctor is worse than a guy in this regard.
Yes, it could be. It can't. Poiskin that yet. It sort of depends on who the doctor is, and sort like you have to investigate. Like, why is he saying, "Oh yeah, I break his fast"? Is he just saying it because, you know, why are you fasting in the first place? Like, just like, what's wrong with you? Or is he saying it because it's a real medical opinion? Depends on how biased. Whatever. It's a discussion. I feel machayla omer any tzarech. Show me the rafi, even if the chayla says I don't need to eat, I don't want to eat. Show me the rafi, we listen to the doctor. If a person who's ill says I need to eat, I feel a mea rafi on your eno tzarech. Show me the chayla, even if 100 doctors say no, I think he's okay. Then he still eats. So the Mishnah says at first you have to tell him, listen, remember it's Yom Kippur, remember it's this. But if a person knows, a patient often knows better, sometimes knows what's going on, like something's wrong, more than a doctor. And whatever. It's dumb. That means it gets the sign of a good doctor is someone who listens to his patients. Medical knowledge, it gets to a certain point, and when they just, you know, override their patients, and, you know, the patients say, you know, something's wrong, and they say, no, whatever, they don't listen, then, you know, it's a certain gaiva, and the Chazal say that a chayla knows his own body, and therefore he can go against even 100 doctors if he feels that he has sakana. You know, obviously if the guy's hypochondriac, or the guy's, you know, mentally not dealing with that, someone's a normal person and things like that, then that would we would listen to him. Rofi echad beis, rofi echad oimer tzarech, rofi echad oimer eno tzarech. If a doctor, when a doctor says he needs, when a doctor says he doesn't need, machilim also. So again, one against one, suffic nefashos lehakel, and we give him food. Agav hu adin, the shnayim neged shnayim. If you look tzatzan, keni reli. That again, if you have two against two, even if the other two, again, we're talking about two trained doctors, and maybe these people have more specialization than these. But you know, if a doctor doesn't have any training, you know, he's a family doctor and he has no training b'chol in vascular, I don't know, whatever it is, he's not considered a doctor. Copy that. Like, you know, if he has a, you know, if he has no training in a very specific type of, type of thing, you know, cardiologist, usually they have general training, but depends on specific diseases and things, then he's not nechshav of anything, you know. But if there's two types of doctors and they both have training, because two are a little more expert, then we still suffer enough as far as the hokel, and we feed them. However, the Mishra says in Raisa Noyim Tzarech Merubim, then we go if a row of doctors say that he should eat, even if they're much less, what Rav say, then we go Basar Rav again, and because of Safek Nefashos, the Hakel. Gimel, and they say that even if a person paskins, or a Rav paskins, he person should eat, then there's not going to be any chiyuv over here, because it's an oinus. You know, a person acts according to, you know, if he goes according to the best medical knowledge he has, well, it's on hand. The Rav passes according to that. So then he's an oinus. It's not, no one's going to be, you know, no one's going to be culpable in this case. If they find out afterwards, oh no, he really didn't need to eat. There's no, it's okay. Gimel v'mechayel v'roife echad ima oimim she'enu tzarech, v'roife echad oimim tzarech. If the chayla and the roife say he doesn't need to eat, and the roife says no, he needs to eat, oh, she'achayla eino oimer klum, roife echad oimer tzarech, v'shleim oimer eino tzarech, eim achilim also, then we're not ma'achil him, because we go basar roife. And unless one doctor is like, you know, much more of a specialist, but in general, if it's just they're all around the same, then we go basar roife, we're not ma'achil him. And you know, we do this in the first of the halakha, but we don't have to be choshish for every, you know, far off, you know, chashash. If you see that there's a rov, im dalid, im shnayim oimrim tzarich, afil mea oimrim eno tzarich. If two say they need, afil, even if 100 say hey, they don't need, afil achil oimrim mohem sheino tzarich. No, I don't want to eat. I don't need to eat. Machil meisam miachar sheshnayim oimrim tzarich. Once two say it's like edus. And so therefore he's chai, you know, the same idea, he's chai to eat. Hagav, who adin in ochel v'roife echad imo emin tzarech, if the echol can starve to one of the doctors, avabi shemeya roife omi eno tzarech, ma'achilim also, then you are ma'achil him, lecha shirin da achela omer tzarech, mishum demami l'roife zesh omer tzarech, we're not chishish, if the echol says eno tzarech, because we believe the roife who says that he needs. One more. Now, hey, im achayla oimer eni tzarech, v'haroife mesupuk. If the achayla says no, I don't need, and the doctor is not sure, machilim also. Even still, something the fashas lahalkel he has to eat. Or im haroife oimer eni tzarech, achayla oimer eni yodea, ein machilim also. Even the achayla safek, maybe yeah, maybe I do. That's not enough to machria. And then just do vav imarayfe oimer she'ino makir sachayli. If the doctor says no, I don't know what's going on over here. Harehu ka'odim da'al ma'ein zvav ma'alim v'lo maridin. Then you know, even if he's an expert, he's like, I don't know what's going on. Then you know either you find out the doctor or you don't. You know, and you go by what the chola says. I go miyo imnechlas harbe ad shneira l'rov ne'adam she'etzu masukan. You see, the guy is very weak, and no one, people are, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I can see, like, you know, something's wrong over here. You know, the guy, guy faint, like, you know, we're talking about someone, like, he faints, this, whatever, and, you know, you can tell, you know, so start running to find a doctor, give him food. You know, you don't, they say that the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik used to have a bag of cookies or something in his shtender on Yom Kippur. So if he saw someone, he was worried that he needed to eat, he would make him eat. Like, he would have food on hand, and he would be looking around, like as a rav, looking around to see if, you know, if people needed to eat. Right, just